This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch Hashem, I've been in the yeshiva already many times, at least more than three times already. And I'm glad to see the yeshiva is growing. So, Baruch Hashem. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And shalom to all the chaverim and all the rabbeim. So, I'm part of the furniture already. And it's a great zechus to be here. And the yeshiva should have continued siyata d'shmaya. First, the fact that you're in this building, Hashem was like, you know, it's an interesting thing. When the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave, so he needs something to eat. So the carob tree, right? So people think, oh, he's in the cave, and he's, oh, I need something to eat. All of a sudden, poof, the carob tree. Well, you think it just poofed out of the air? The pshat is, there was a carob tree there, but it's a nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put Rav Shimon in a cave, because carob trees don't usually grow in a grave, in a cave. So the thing is, you think, oh, the mansion didn't come down min HaShemayim. It did. They're not random mansions lying around Lakewood for yeshivas to move into. It's the same type of nest as the carob tree of the Rashbi. The fact that Hashem was mazmin, one day they can write a book that Rabbi Berger's yeshiva was looking for a makayim, and Hashem was mazmin min HaShemayim, a mansion in the middle of Lakewood, that the yeshiva should have a makayim. So I hope some of these nisim will rub off a little bit on me. And we're now holding about 10 days before Kabbalah Satorah. So I want to speak about a few inyanim that are noigea inyana d'yayma. Sefer HaChinuch writes that the purpose of the mitzvah of Sefirah So'emer is to engender a longing and a yearning for the Torah. You can't just show up on Shavuos and say, oh, it's Yom Tov Kabbalah Satorah, let me open up my Gemara and learn. You have to want learning. You have to desire it. You have to yearn for it. That's the purpose of Sefirah So'emer. So the obvious question is, if you have to yearn for it, if you have to want it, so why in the world do we start counting Sefirah So'emer the day after we left Mitzrayim? The whole purpose is, now that we left Mitzrayim, now we're yearning for the Torah. So we should start counting on the first day. Why count? Why start the second day? So I saw Rav David Kohen, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, in his new Sefer, Lekach David, he brings Targum Yonis and Menuziel and Shir HaShirah. On the Pasuk, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. Mashcheni, Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Mashcheni, pull me and I'll run after you. When did Klal Yisrael say to Ribbono Shel, pull me and I'll run after you? Says Targum Yonis and Menuziel, when the Anane HaKavod came down and we saw the Shechina, we were so taken by the Shechina, we said, Ribbono Shel, you're with us so closely that the Shechina is with us. Mashcheni, draw us. We'll follow you to Sinai and we'll be nismach but the chaf beizoyis yoyis ha-tayra. So that means what engendered the yearning of Klal Yisrael was the Anani HaKavod. When did Anani HaKavod come? On day one, we went from Ramses to Sukkos. How did we get there? Va'esa eschem al kanfei nisharim. We flew. We didn't have Anani HaKavod. But on day two, we went from Sukkos, that's when the Anani HaKavod came. That's when Klal Yisrael said, Moshcheini acharecha narutza. That's when we said, we'll run after you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning the whole yearning, the whole kisufin, the desire for Sinai, the desire for the Torah, came on the second day. Says Rav David Kohen, now we understand why Sefirah So'emer begins on day two. Because the whole purpose of Sefirah is to recollect, to relive the yearning of Klal Yisrael for the Torah, which began on day two. But Torah you have to want. Chafetz Chaim says, Lama nimshal Torah lamayim. Torah is compared to water. What's the halacha? Once a god we saw got up, and he was speaking, and he had a frog in his throat, and he took a bottle of water, and he poured the cup, and he drank it. He didn't make a bracha. What's going on? He's not thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you have something stuck in your throat, and you drink, you don't make a bracha. You take a Tylenol with water, you don't make a bracha. Somebody's on a diet, they get a reminder to drink water every 45 minutes. You don't make a bracha. Not thirsty. You're doing it so you shouldn't be hungry. Rav Shmuel Felder in his Kuntres, he writes, let's say the day before a tainis, people drink, not because they're thirsty, their mamish not thirsty, they're just filling themselves up. They drink so they shouldn't be thirsty tomorrow. He says, you don't make a bracha. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, I believe, disagrees. But Hashoysa Mayim Letzimoin Mavar Shahakal. Torah, you can't learn Torah. Torah has to be learned because you want it, you yearn for it. It's like Mayim, it's not like orange juice. Orange juice, whether you're thirsty or not, you make a bracha. Torah is not like orange juice. Torah is like water. You have to want it, you have to yearn for it. Somebody came to Rabbi Chaim Knievsky, Zechatzak the Bracha, he says, Rabbi, please give me a bracha that I should be a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Chaim said, I can't give you a bracha that you should be a Talmud Chacham. It's up to you. Hakobi de Shamayim. Well, when I said you should be a Talmud Chacham. Hashem can't make you a Talmud Chacham. I can make you a Talmud Chacham. You need to want it. So the Bachar said, give me a bracha, I should want to become a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Chaim said, I can't give you bracha you should want. You have to want to be a Talmud Chacham. Hashem can't make you want to be a Talmud Chacham. Hashem's not going to tamper with your Bechira. So the Bachar was very smart. He said, Rabbi, give me a bracha. I should want to be a Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Chaim said, that I can give you a bracha for. But Torah, you have to want it. I want to speak about two inyanim of Torah. One which is known, I just want to emphasize, and one I think is kemat unknown. The one that's pashut is, there's a minhag that we have dairy on Shavuos. It's brought in the Ramah. Why do we have dairy on Shavuos? There are many, many ta'amim. What's the first reason brought in the Rishayim, meaning the earliest reason brought in any other Rishayim, is brought in the Kalbai. Who wrote the Kalbai? Anybody know? Nobody knows. The answer is nobody knows. We don't know who wrote the Kalbai. But the Kalbai is a Rishon, Beis Yosef sometimes quotes. The Kalbai says the reason for dairy on Shavuos is Torah is so sweet, it's so delicious, it's devash, v'chalav tachas l'shoinech. Torah is so sweet. I once heard from Rav Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. There are two types of tastes. There's a honey taste, there's a milk taste, and the combination of the two produces the most delectable taste. Torah is a combination of milk and honey. In fact, Chassam Sofer writes that the Torah is so through and through deliciousness, milk and honey. You take the first letter of the Torah is a beis, the last letter is a lamed. The two middle letters of the Torah, daroish, shin, darash, dalet. And then the Gemara in Kedushin says, the gachain, the vav, and the ches. So you take the two end letters, the two middle letters, shin and dalid, vav and ches, devash v'cholav, says the Chassam Sofer. Devash v'cholav tachas l'shoinech. Chassam Sofer writes elsewhere, devash, dea, bina, seichal. The Torah, so you know the famous Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer asks a stira and halacha, if somebody makes a neder, that they're not going to get hana from a person's lulav and esrog. I make a neder, somebody says they make a neder, they're not going to get hana from this lulav. So the halacha is, you're allowed to shake the lulav and esrog on Sukkos. Why? Mitzvah islav lehenois nitnu. But if somebody makes a neder that they're not going to learn from that sefer, they're not allowed to learn from the sefer. Why? So mitzvah islav lehenois nitnu. Says the Avnei Nezer, no. Regular mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. The tachlis of Torah, the objective of Torah, the tsuras ha-mitzvah of Torah, the fabric of the mitzvah of Torah, is to be nene from your learning. So let's say I learn, and I don't really, it's not that geschmack, it's not the pshat, I did the mitzvah, but I'm lacking in a madre. In other words, let's say I learned, but I didn't learn with dveikus, So then I learned, I was Mekayim Talmud Torah, I just didn't do it with Devekus. Or let's say I learned, I didn't do it Be'ahava, I was Mekayim the Mitzvah fully, I didn't do it with the magic of Ahava. But let's say I learned, but it was without enjoyment, so it's felt in the whole Suras Hakim of the Mitzvah. Because the definition of Torah, the definition is to enjoy the Limud. If you don't enjoy the Limud, then you didn't do the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to be Neneh. The mitzvah is to enjoy it. That's how it's nivla bedamav. That's how it gets absorbed into your system. The Levush, explaining the Gemara Nedar, Gemara Bamatzia, that why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Mibnei ma of the Aretz, mibnei shalei barcha b'toira tchila. So Levush asks one simple question. The Gemara wants to know mibnei ma of the haaretz, and the Gemara says because they didn't make birchas hatayra, and nobody knew, not the chachamim, not the neviim, not the malachi ashares. Why didn't anybody know? Saying the Shiva's standing there, he sees people come in, they open up the siddur, they say anatil siyadayim asher yatzar elikai neshama, they skip tasha nasan sachvina, and they don't say birchas hatayra. What's the big rocket science over here? Why didn't anybody know? They didn't say Berachas HaTorah. It's such a secret. They did it. They like, by Berachas HaTorah, they... Well, why didn't anybody know? They didn't make Berachas HaTorah. Furthermore, the Levush asks, what do you mean, Mibnei Ma'av Da Ha'aretz? We know Mibnei Ma'av Da Ha'aretz. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Damim. So Levush says, Nara, we know why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. We know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the Gemara has a different kasha. Mipnei ma'av da ha'aretz. Where are the Talmidei Chachamim? Where are they? Where'd they go? How's it possible that Eretz Yisrael had thousands of people learning in yeshivas and no Talmidei Chachamim? Where's the next generation? They didn't make Berachas HaTorah? Of course they made Berachas HaTorah. Says the Levush and something Oya Menorah. Question. What was for supper tonight? It looks like they had. Was that lunch? It was lunch. What was for lunch?
Pizza.
You made a bracha?
Yeah.
What bracha did you make? It's a shaila. Either mezainos or amoitzi. Okay? What kind of bracha was that? Brachas Anenah. And when you put on tefillin this morning, you made a bracha. What kind of bracha? Brachas HaMitzvah. So two kinds of brachas. Brachas HaNenem, Brachas HaMitzvah. When you make a bracha before learning, what kind of bracha is that? So we go, it's a Brachas HaMitzvah. It's a Brachas HaMitzvah. I'm about to make a mitzvah. Before I put on a tzitzis, I make a bracha. Before I put on tefillin, I make a bracha. Before I take a little of an esrog, I make a bracha. Before I build a shev, make a bracha. So before I learn, I make a berachas hamitzvahs. No! That's why there are no talmidei chachamim. Because if you learn because it's a mitzvah, then you learn, okay, shake the lulav. And it's not nivla bedamav, and it doesn't become part of you. It doesn't change you, and it's not flowing through your veins. It's not coursing through your arteries. So it's like something you do. Says the Levush Avada, they made Berachas HaTorah, but they made Berachas HaTorah as a Berachas HaMitzvah. Make it as a Berachas HaMitzvah. If you think Talmud Torah is just a mitzvah, then the name, that's of the Haaretz. It doesn't go to the next generation. Because if you're learning, if you tell your kid, learn! Why should I learn? You have to put on tefillin, don't you? So put on tefillin. And you have to blow shofar, don't you? And now, open up the Gemara and learn it. Why? For what? What do I need to do that for? Because Hashem said, that's not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of learning because Hashem said. And then there are no Talmidei Chachamim. But if you make a bracha on Torah, like a pita chip or a Snapple iced tea, because you're about to engage in something which is hana mamish, in fact, the Levush says there are two brachas HaTorah. One on a bracha achroina on yesterday's learning, like the same way you made a bracha achroina after lunch. and want a bracha rishon on today's learning. Say, why would I make a bracha achroina after the next morning? I mean, I can't make brachas hamazon 24 hours later. So zavush avada you can. If you always have to eat, and there's no hefsik from the chiyuv, so then you're allowed to make a bracha achroina as late as you can. So since you always have to learn until you go to sleep, so there's technically no hefsik from the hischaivus of limud, so you can't make a bracha satara. When are you going to make a bracha satara? The bracha achroina, right before you fall asleep? You can, you're still mischaiv. And once you're sleeping, you're sleeping. So the first thing you do when you get up is you make a bracha achroina on yesterday's learning, because now's the first opportunity you have to make a bracha achroina. Because the entire time, chiyav munach alei lehizbare, lelmoid. And then you make a bracha rishayna. So it would seem that it would be very clear why Hakol Moedim de Ba'atzaras Ba'ina Nami Lachem. Of course you have to enjoy physically on Shavuos. It's partial you have to enjoy physically on Shavuos. Because if you're going to celebrate Shavuos, you're going to daven and you're going to learn, then it's like saying, Rebbe Hashem, you gave me a mitzvah. No, you must celebrate physically. You have to articulate, you have to feel the idea that learning Torah is hana mamish. It's hana. It's geschmack. It's sweet. It's nitnu lehanois. It's nitnu lehanois. In other words, if we were to say, what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What is it? Hashem gave us a mitzvah to enjoy the Dvar Hashem. V'nismach b'divrei Talmud Torah secha. That's the mitzvah. It's not a hiddur in the mitzvah. It's not a madrega of the mitzvah. It's the essence of the mitzvah. And I think this goes with the next idea, which I think is not so well known. It says, Gemara Masechet Daf Samaches Amud Beis. Rav Yosef, b'yoyma da'atzarta, Amar, ivdi li igla tosa. Rav Yosef said, let's have a juicy piece of steak on Shavuos. Amar, ilai hayoyma, kama yoysi ika b'shuka. Not for today. You know the expression, I'd be an average Joe. What would I be without the day of Kabbalah Satorah? Says Rashi, ilav hayoyma, Shalomadati Torah. Listen to one word of Rashi. Vinisroi mamti. You hear that word? Vinisroi mamti. What does that mean? The Gemara continues. Rav Sheshes called Tlosin Yoimin Mahadar Lei Tamude. Vitali Vikoy Be'Ivadadash. Every 30 days, Rav Sheshes learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Chaim did it every year. Rav Sheshes was not Moira, so he did it every 30 days. He would go up to the top of the ship. Va'amar, listen to the words. Chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi. Rejoice, my soul. Rejoice, my soul. He's talking to him, his nefesh. He's saying to his nefesh, rejoice, my soul. Rejoice, my soul. Listen to this. L'cha karoi. I learn Chumash for you, neshama. L'cha tanoi, I learned Mishnah for you, neshama. So Rav Sheshes is talking to him, so he said, soul, you know why I learn? I learn for you. I'm doing it for you. I'm not doing it for anybody else. So Efrekti Gemara, what do you mean? You learn for yourself. But we know that learning Torah keeps the whole world going. You don't learn for yourself. You learn to hold up the whole world. Answers the Gemara. You ready for this? Me'ikara. What does the word me'ikara mean? No? Originally. At first. Yeah. Me'ikara in the beginning. Kiyavid inish. When a person learns. Adaita denav shayka avid. He should do it for himself. So Rav Sheshes said, rejoice. I'm learning Chumash for you. I'm learning Mishnah for you. But you're supposed to learn for the whole world. At first, you have to learn for yourself. What, Rav Sheshes is a beginner here? Sheshes is in Shir Aleph. He just started learning. The Gemara just said he would review his learning every 30 days. And he would always say, Chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi, lecha karoi, lecha tanoi. What, Rav Sheshis is always holding in the beginning? It's a Pella. You ever see this Gemara? Everyone knows this Gemara. What in the world does this Gemara mean? Me'ikara ki avid inish adayt. Are you ready for this gra? This goin is oyoyim v'noira. Until today, everybody thought, and everybody you ever knew thought, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. It's bein adam ha'amaka and bein adam ha'chaverai. So you have ritzicha, that's bein adam l'chaverai. And you have gemilas chasadim, which is bein adam ha'chaverai. So you have an aver bein adam ha'chaverai, you have a mitzvah bein adam ha'chaverai. Then you have avodah zarah, bein adam l'amakaim. And you have tefillah bein adam l'amakaim. Comes the goyin in Adaras Eliyahu, and the goyin says the three kind of mitzvahs. Is that bein adam l'amakaim, bein adam l'chaveroi, and bein adam l'atzmai. Gilui arayos is bein adam l'atzmai. You destroy yourself. Noye fisha chasar leiv mashchis nafshoi hu yasena, says Shlomo HaMelech. Mashchis nafshoi. Immoral behavior, it destroys the person themselves. Torah is bein adam la'atzmai, says the Gaon. You're not learning because, yes, it brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not the tzuras ha-mitzvah. It's bein adam la'atzmai. Huh? What does that mean? What does it mean, bein adam la'atzmai? Rabbi Yossi said, "If ilav hayoyma shalamadati Torah, v'nisroi mamti." So there's a Rashi in the beginning of this week's parsha. You may have heard this Rashi before in your life, right? The most oft quoted Rashi. Rashi says in Mechukai Sai Teilecho, "You want to have a good life in Mechukai Sai Teilecho." What does Mechukai Sai Teilecho? Does it mean Shmiras Hamitzvos? Ish Shmiras Hamitzvos. Hal Shmiras Hamitzvos Kfar Amor. Says mitzvah mitzvah say tishmeru hama ani mekayim im bechukoy say telechu shatiu amelim v'tayra. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky famously asks, okay, I understand im bechukoy say telechu is Torah, it's not the mitzvah, because already says v'es mitzvah say tishmeru, but maybe it's limud ha-Tayra. How does Rashi know it's amelus v'tayra? Where does it say anything about amelus v'tayra? Im bechukoy say telechu. Says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, it says in Mechukai Sai Teilechu, you're walking. Where are you going? Where are you going? In Mechukai Sai Teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes, which is Talmud Torah, where are you going? You're going up. You're going up. You're being Meroimim yourself. And there's only one way to be Meroimim yourself. Talmud Torah. Amelus B'Torah. You see, we have three types of service. Hashem wants us to come close to each other. Hashem wants us to be together. Hashem wants our achdus, our friendship. So He gave us a mitzvah of gemilus chasadim. The Rebbe Hashem wants us to come close to Him. The Rebbe Hashem wants us to be mizdabek to Him. So He gave us a mitzvah of tefillah, so we could connect to Him. But then there's another zach. Hashem made you. And He gave you something. He gave you a neshama. And the neshama is very valuable. The neshama is chelak elika mimal. The neshama is in some way a piece of the divine. The Zohar says, man denofach midilei nofach. Yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam blew into you a piece of endless greatness, endless potential, endless possibility. What you could accomplish, who you could be, is infinite. How are you going to tap into the divine koyach that you have to bring out the infinite greatness that you have? How are you going to do it? How will you steig, become greater? How are you going to grow? Not chesed. Chesed brings you closer to another yid. Not tefillah. Tefillah brings you closer to Hashem. How will you become a more elevated person? in Bechukoisai Telechu, you want to walk? You want to go? Mechayel El Chayel? That's Shetiu Amelim Batayra. Says the Goyin, Meikara. Meikara does not mean in the beginning. You know what Beikara means? Meikara means fundamentally. Beikar. Not when you start off. In other words, what is the tachlis of Torah? What is the objective of Torah? What is the core of Torah? What is the yesoid of Torah? It is a key to allow a person to grow and become greater. That's what it is, be'ikr, avada. When you learn, you hold up the world. But that's not why Hashem gave us Talmud Torah. Avada, when you sit and learn, you hold up the world. But that's not be'ikr what you're doing. Be'ikr what you're doing is you're learning for you. It's for you. It's to be who you could be. To become who you could become. To elevate yourself. Amar Rav Yosef, Ilav Hayoima, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka, says Rashi, Ilav Hayoima Shalamadati Torah, Vinisroi Mamti. You want to be elevated? You want to go Mechayel Echayel? You want to become greater? You want to stay the way you were when you're born and just remain that way for your whole life? The key to answer that question is in Bechukai Saite Lecha. So we have a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It doesn't begin on day one. It begins when we have the hargasha, Mashcheni acharecha narutza. It begins when we have a feeling, okay, we want to run after the Ribono Shel Olam. We want to run to Sinai. There's nothing more delicious than Talmud Torah. There's nothing better for me. It's not for anybody else. Don't think you're not doing anybody a favor in this yeshiva when you come and sit a good seder. You're not doing the Rosh Yeshiva a favor. It's not for your mother. It's not for your father. It's not for your wife. It's for you. It's the best thing you could do for you. And then everybody else is happy about it also. Especially the Rosh Yeshiva. So end off, you know, there's a guy, he was drowning in the river. He fell into a river, it was a raging river, and he doesn't know, he's trying to swim to the shore, he doesn't know how he's going to get out of the river, what's he going to do? And he's going over the rapids, and there's a tree growing out of the riverbank, and it's hanging over, and the only way this man could save his life before he goes down the falls is if he grabs a hold of that tree. Now's not a time for shtick to say, well, let me think if I could grab it with my left hand and my pinky. Let me see if how strong I am. It's not a time for shtick at that time. Let me try. I'll do my right hand, but let me see if I could chop it with one hand. How are you going to grab that tree? You're going to grab that tree with every ounce of energy you have, every fiber of your being, because you know that's Chaim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Eitz Chaim hi lemachazikim ba. This world, Olam Hazeh, is a raging river. The Mayim Hazeidonim, the challenges of Olam Hazeh are a raging river threatening to pull a person down. And if Reb Chaim Volozhiner wrote that 250 years ago, what would he say about today? And the Ribono Shel Olam did us a favor. There's this tree that's growing over the river. And the tree, the Eitz Chaim, is Tereseinu HaKadosha. How are you going to grab a hold of that tree? Well, you know, when I get to the Seder, and I'll try a little bit. How are you going to grab a hold of the Eitz Chaim? It's Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim ba. To those who grab a hold of it, B'chol lev u'v'chol nefesh. So as we approach the end of the Sfira, we prepare ourselves, be'ezus Hashem, to embrace the Eitz Chaim, b'chol levavenu u'v'chol nafshenu, and the Ribono Shel Olam should give us all siyata d'shmaya, to all the berachas ha'Torah, arach yamim b'mina, smayla oisha v'chavayd. Thank the Rosh Yeshiva so much for the opportunity, and wish everybody Chag Kosher Sameach. and bracha v'hatzlacha in all of your endeavors. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.